morning, Cousin Tommy. I love you.
Good morning, Cousin Mel. I love you. Good morning, Cousin Sam. I love you.
Good morning, Cousin Tommy. I love you. Good morning, Cousin Becca. I love you.
Good morning, Cousin Sam. I love you. Good morning, Pappy Boyle. I love you.
Good morning, Becca. I love you.
Ooh, extra long hug. What got into you this morning, Pappy? Pappy? Pappy?
So sorry about your great uncle Pappy. You holding up okay?
I've been managing.
Have you though?
Number two, step up. Say, Charles, it's Pappy. I'll always love you.
Okay. Charles, it's Pappy. I'll always love you.
Then why did you leave me?
Anyway, thanks for coming with me to the funeral. I think we're all packed. I just gotta go grab the coffin.
Wait, why are you bringing the coffin?
Well, I brought a coffin to my Nana's funeral on a whim, and it was a big hit. So now, guess who's the coffin cousin?
Gotta say, Terry, I'm a little surprised you're coming to this.
Honestly, I need a break from the kids. Cagney and Lacey keep trying to trick me into falling down the stairs on TikTok. Terry can't sprain another ankle.
Well, I, for one, am pumped to be going.
To a funeral?
I'm so bored, Terry. I've been suspended for 87 days. Matt gets dropped off at daycare, and I just sit at home playing Animal Crossing. But no one will buy my bugs or fossils. I'm desperate for some normal human interaction.
Coffin delivery!
Okay, fine. It doesn't have to be normal or human. Any interaction will work.
Yo. You forgot your lunch.
Oh, thank you, Diaz.
Sir, I didn't realize you were still staying at Rosa's. I thought couples counseling was going well.
Not anymore. At Kevin's request, I offered to reduce my work hours by 26%. Kevin countered with 50, which I countered with 30. Then Kevin says 40.
Seems like a lot of math for therapy.
That's what Dr. Cheryl said, which is why we fired her. And now we're working with Dr. Ramanujan. He's a physicist with a nice concrete worldview. Anyway, Kevin refuses to budge from 36%, and I'm starting to worry that I might lose to him.
You mean lose him?
No, lose to him. Therapy is a chess match, and I will prevail.
Or it's about saving your marriage. You should make a grand romantic gesture.
Ugh, so dumb.
Seriously? From the woman who loves Nancy Myers movies?
Yeah, here's what I've learned as a PI. People suck, everyone cheats, and love is an illusion. Nancy Myers is a fool, and Holt should start dating.
What?
You heard me. It's the only way you're gonna beat Kevin.
I'm thinking about it, I'm considering it, and I've decided. I'm in.
Here it is! Pappy Boyle's farm.
I spent every summer here as a kid.
Gotta say, it's nicer than I was expecting.
Pappy did well for himself. You know, went to business school in New York, got a job on Wall Street, and one day his hand got caught in the subway door, and he was dragged from Times Square into Queens, largest settlement in city history.
Ew! Pappy should have used that cash on pest control. There are giant rats everywhere!
Now, those are nutria, Terry. They're nothing like rats. They have meatier haunches, and their teeth are more orange. You know, nutria are actually great pets. They're affectionate and smart. They know how to open doors. Plus, you can milk them.
But should you?
Pappy drank Nutria milk, and he was fit as a fiddle. Anyway, you gotta see the house. I can't wait to show you the rug I was born on.
Sure, it's been clean since then.
Charles Boyle, I love you.
Sam Boyle, I love you.
Where's that dead body?
He's in the barn. And he looks adorable.
Oh, terrific. And everything's set for the funeral?
There's one little issue. We can't find Pappy's will.
What?
He wanted to leave the farm to the Council of Cousins, but if we don't find those papers, it goes to Cousin Lyndon.
Oh, no.
Who's Cousin Lyndon?
Pappy's son. He's the black sheep of the family.
Wait, so we have a wealthy patriarch who mysteriously died, a missing will, and a black sheep set to inherit everything? Am I the only one who suspects foul play here?
He didn't die mysteriously. He was 93.
He was fit as a fiddle, Terry, from all the Nutria milk.
Don't be ridiculous. No Boyle would ever commit murder. Oh. Boyles don't even get mad at each other, except in that rare instance of cousin-on-cousin jealousy.
You're just bored from your suspension and desperate to find a case to work.
No, that's not it. I'm just telling you, something doesn't smell right here.
Oh, yeah, that's Pappy's body. Cousin Mel did the embalming in here, and I think she forgot to add something.
Well, that's a disturbing revelation.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm helping Holt pick a dating site.
Oh, this looks good. PhDs only.
Actually, in this context, PhD stands for pretty huge.
Oh, my. I can only assume that MDs only stands for medium.
Reza, can I talk to you for a second?
What the hell are you doing?
Why are you trying to get Holt and Kevin to break up?
I'm trying to get Holt and Kevin back together. He and Kevin are perfect for each other. He just needs to realize that. Once he sees what other trash is out there, he's gonna go running straight back into Kevin's arms. Just like in a Nancy Myers movie.
So you still love Nancy Myers?
I will never turn my back on Nancy Myers.
Okay, I'm in. Let Operation Lucky Number Kevin begin.
I'm out.
No, we don't have to call it that.
Okay, then I think I'll finish up by saying, Pappy Boyle was the best hugger, which is surprising because he lost his hand in the subway, but he always said, you don't hug with your hands, you hug with your heart and your groin. He got that groin involved.
A lot of groin talk for a eulogy.
Everyone, there's something you need to see in the barn. The game is afoot. Pappy Boyle was 93. Who would have suspected that his death stemmed from anything other than the cruel embrace of Father Time? To suggest as much might get someone labeled a crackpot, a kook, someone that's bored with their suspension.
Can you cut the Harriet the Spy wind-up? It stinks in here.
What you're smelling, Terry, is duplicity and deceit.
I think it's actually Pappy's organs.
Sam, you're kind of messing with my flow right now. Point is, I was examining the body, and I found something. Classic ulceration and desquamation of the mouth. Telltale signs of poisoning. In other words,
what we have ourselves here is a good old-fashioned murder.
Oh, no.
Of a man who you all love dearly. I shouldn't have done the Knives Out accent. All right, a man has been poisoned, his will is missing, and there's only one person who stands to profit. Lyndon Boyle.
Lyndon's not a killer.
I mean, he did skip a Boyle family Zoom last summer.
Yeah, it's true. It's 7 hours out of your day. How hard is that to fit in?
Okay, let's set up an interrogation room. I want to make this guy as uncomfortable as possible. I thought we were going for uncomfortable. What's with the rocking chair?
It's a farm. All the chairs are rockers. But don't worry, I understeeped the tea.
Ugh, it's so weak. Why am I being treated like a criminal?
Okay, stand corrected. We'd like to ask you a few questions. Tell us about your last contact with your father.
Pappy? Well, I saw him at his birthday party.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything unusual about that night?
Nothing unusual at all. We ate a pig from snout to anus and then took turns giving each other head massages. I was tired, so I found Pappy, wished him a happy birthday. We hugged for 6 minutes.
It was the last time I saw him alive.
Did you see those tears? No way he did it.
Are you serious? Anyone can fake cry. You just have to think of something sad. Like that episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when Leonardo was in a coma.
And that works?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Now, come on. Let's go poke some holes in Lyndon's story.
It was such a great party. Everyone had the best time. I mean, except for Lyndon.
Lyndon wasn't happy?
Yeah, it was strange. He was passing through the living room. I asked him if he wanted a little HJ. But he just ignored me. I mean, who doesn't want an HJ from their cousin?
Hold up, an HJ?
A head job, a massage. Isn't that what everyone calls it?
You bet. Absolutely not.
Okay, so why was Lyndon angry?
I bet it was whatever Pappy said to him.
Wait, what Pappy said when?
When they were in Pappy's study. We heard raised voices, and then Lyndon said, "Good night." Walked out of the room and closed the door behind him.
That's all he said? Good night? Gentlemen, I just solved this case.
Sir, if you want to get a date off of these sites, you're going to have to give me a little more from your profile photo.
I just gave you a series of 8 poses, each increasing in sexual provocativeness by 1/8. If you wanted septiles or deciles of sexiness, you should have told me. What? Why do you care so much, Santiago? I thought you didn't like the idea of me dating.
Yes, initially, but then I thought about your metaphor about how relationships are like a chess match, and it really convinced me.
That was a strong observation.
So why don't you think of this profile photo as an epic chess move?
Like Vladimirov's Thunderbolt of 1987. Close the door, Diaz. I'm removing my collar stays.
Why am I back here? Like I told you, it was a typical night.
Right. Cousin kissing circle, everyone gets burped after dinner. Normal stuff. But let's talk about what happened after the burping, shall we?
What are you getting at? What exactly do you think happened that night?
I'm so glad you asked. I think Pappy called you into his study and told you he was cutting you out of his will. Tempers flared, voices were raised.
What?
You were furious you wouldn't be inheriting the farm.
I don't even want the farm. I've always been more of a city boy. I live in Poughkeepsie.
Well, I guess that settles it. Except, you didn't say I love you.
Excuse me?
When you left, you said goodnight. You didn't say I love you. Now, you may be a black sheep, but you're still a Boyle, and a Boyle always says I love you.
Not always.
Look around you. It's written everywhere.
Okay, fine. We were fighting, but not over the will. Pappy was mad at me for missing that Zoom call this summer.
I mean, honestly, Lyndon, what did you expect would happen?
He said I was a disgrace to the Boyle name, so I didn't say I love you. I just stormed out to the shed. I went to get the grandmother dough.
The grandmother dough?
Here it is, the original Boyle family sourdough starter. The mother of the mother dough. It's still good, but the lid on the jar has been stuck for over 100 years.
There's an old family legend that it can only be opened by the one true Boyle.
I wanted to show my dad that I was not a disgrace to the family, but I couldn't budge it. Maybe he was right.
Oh, Lyndon, what a tale. But I don't think that's why you came in this barn at all. I think you came in here for this.
Is that nutria poison?
It's rat poison. Nutria are pets. You psychopath.
Ah! Nitrobenzene. That causes the exact type of ulcers we found in Pappy Boyle's mouth. And look what we have here. A single brown hair belonging to the murderer. Terry, will you please send this off to the local police station for a DNA test? Now all we need is one of your hairs, Lyndon.
But I didn't kill my father. Why am I being singled out?
Why not take a hair from every Boyle so Cousin Lyndon doesn't feel that way?
Sure, great idea. I'll go first.
I mean, it's more work for the lab, but it's fine with me. Are you okay with that, Lyndon? Oh, wow, went with a nose hair. Didn't see that coming. But it's definitely long enough.
No.
Okay, sir, this app's pretty simple. If you don't like the guy's profile, you click dang, and if you do, you click dang.
That sounds needlessly confusing.
Why? Dang is bad and dang is good.
Okay, let's thin this herd. Untucked shirt, no thank you. Born in San Diego, yikes. An adult named Todd? So this is what online dating is like? I didn't realize.
Realize how good you have it with Kevin?
No, how it hasn't changed. You still have to pick someone based on looks and hope for a connection later. Oh, Lord help me. I'm going for it. I'm clicking dang.
No, dang is bad. Click dang.
Why is this so confusing? How do I get Hot Todd back?
DNA results are in.
Ooh, and who did it? It was Lyndon, right?
Hair is rodent in origin.
What? That doesn't make any sense here. Forward it to me.
Must have been a nutria hair. Those things are everywhere. Ooh.
Wait a minute, this is weird. According to the DNA results, everyone in the Boyle family is related except one.
Lyndon?
No, Charles. Charles Boyle isn't a Boyle.
That DNA test has to be wrong. I mean, Charles is the most Boyle-y of all the Boyles.
You know what? I'm gonna call Charles's dad and get to the bottom of this.
Hey, Lynn, it's Jake. Hi. Hey, can I ask you about Charles's paternity real quick? All right, thanks, Lynn. Bye.
What on earth took so long?
Well, the first 5 hours was mostly just sobbing and gasping for air. But then he told me that Charles's mom had an affair with a rival florist. Lynn always suspected he might have been Charles's dad, but he decided he loved him so much it didn't matter.
I don't understand. Charles looks just like all the other Boyles.
Apparently that's not genetic. The Boyles cuddle their children so much it shapes their bones that way. He likened it to how they grow square watermelons.
Oh my God. We can't tell Charles.
You want to lie to our dear friend about the one thing that's most important to him in the whole world?
Yes.
Okay, good, me too. Now all we have to do is prove that Cousin Lyndon is the murderer before Charles asks about the DNA results.
Hi, guys!
Hey, man, where'd you come from?
I slinked up. You know how good Boyles are at slinking? It's because of our fleshy toe pads.
Right, and you, Charles, have said fleshy toe pads because you are a Boyle from snout to anus.
A Boyle from snout to anus. That is so sweet. I'm stealing that for the eulogy.
You don't have to.
Huh. It's the exact time we agreed to meet for our date, and he's not here.
I'm sorry. I know how you value punctuality.
In my employees, but in potential suitors, I don't mind 1 or 2 minutes of tardiness. I like a bad boy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go to the bathroom to wash my hands in case we shake.
I thought the point was for Holt to bail before he got to an actual date.
It is, but this works too. I mean, did you see the dude he matched with? He calls himself a doctor, but he's actually a chiropractor.
Are we sure Holt doesn't respect chiropractors? I'm kidding! Oh, there's Todd.
And here's Holt. Started off strong, nice big smile. Oh, not anymore. He's just noticed Todd's loafers.
Oh, Todd, you fool. Holt thinks any shoes without laces are flip-flops.
Now the moment that will send Holt running toward the exit. When he asks Todd what he would like to drink, Todd orders whatever you're having.
Oh, Todd, you fool. Have your own opinion. Wait a second. Are they gonna sit down? In a booth? Oh, no, Rosa. Todd's not the fool. We're the fools.
I have eyes on the package.
He is headed towards you.
I'm on it.
Seriously, guys, why are we doing this?
We should just wait for the DNA tests.
We will, but the lab said it would take a week. They had to get a new tech.
Oh no, why?
The old one had a bad allergic reaction to beakers.
Labs are full of them, that's awful.
Yeah, and real. Anyways, since Lyndon is our only actual suspect, we might as well investigate.
Let me ask
you this, is he gushing?
Don't say those words.
The pressure of
keeping secrets makes Boyles stress wet.
Once we played Mafia,
and you'd never seen so many dripping wet cousins in one room.
Come on.
Wait.
He's leaving the property.
Can you stay with him?
Yeah, I think so. I just have to get around to burning.
Tear Bear?
I'm sorry, I was following Lyndon and I crawled into that thing.
That thing has a name. It's Muffin.
Well, thanks to Muffin, we lost Lyndon.
Yes. But also thanks to Muffin, I just solved the case of who killed Pappy Boyle.
We're right here.
Yeah, I didn't think it would feed back.
No, Rosa, they're leaving together. What are we gonna do?
We stop them, even if it means we have to kill Todd.
Smart, let's go.
Looking for someone?
Sir! What's going on?
What's going on is that you were trying to manipulate me, but it is I who manipulated you. How does it feel to suckle from your own tainted teat?
Not as bad as it feels to hear you say suckle.
So you were never really going home with Todd?
Do you actually think I would have relations with him? His watch has a cloth strap.
I really thought we had something.
Wake up, Todd. I'm out of your league. You thought you could meddle in my personal life, but I was 10 moves ahead the whole time. And now, checkmate.
Ooh, I love chess. Have you seen The Queen's Gambit? It's a TV show.
Todd, I swear to God.
The person who killed Pappy wasn't a person at all. It was Muffin. I checked her mouth, and Muffin had the same ulcers that Pappy had. Muffin ate the poison, and then Pappy drank her milk.
Charles, you said Nutria can open doors. Muffin must have let herself into the barn.
Which explains why we found her hair on the box.
So Lyndon was innocent.
Wait, how did you know it was Muffin's hair? Did you get the DNA report back?
Exactly.
Wait, but I thought the report was going to take a week because of the lab tech's allergies.
But then they decided to use a subcontractor who was allergy-free, so let's just move on and talk about something else immediately.
Three uh-huhs? Clearly you're lying about something.
Why are you being a jerk to me?
Show me the report, Jake.
Okay, fine. But just look at the top result, because that's all that matters. Yeah, specimen hair was rodent in nature, and that's that.
Oh, my God. I'm not a Boyle.
Okay, I love you too, Dad. Did you guys change clothes?
Yeah, Charles. It's tomorrow now. You've been on the phone for 14 hours.
Well, you know what they say. Time flies when God pulls down his pants and takes a dump on your life.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry.
Being a Boyle was the backbone of my identity. Without the Boyle backbone, I'm just a bag of flesh. I'm goo. Oh,
come on, you're not goo. Being a Boyle is about more than blood. It's what's in your heart.
Blood is what's in your heart. You're making it worse, Jake.
Okay, fine. Then what about Nikolaj? He was adopted, so technically he's not a Boyle, but that never bothered you.
I didn't even think about Nico. He was already a Boyle once removed, which is tough enough. Now he's twice removed? Twice removed Boyles are a total clown show, okay? Nico is basically cousin Andrea. Sorry, Andrea.
I know what I am.
Look, let's go home.
We're leaving? What about the funeral? What about the eulogy?
I don't feel right giving it now. Sam offered to step in. I'll have him do it.
No. Wait.
Assemble the cousins.
Last night we learned that Pappy Boyle's death was not foul play. But even though there was no murder, there was a robbery. Charles had his sense of self stolen from him by Sam Boyle. You said it yourself, Charles. The Boyles have a long history of cousin-on-cousin jealousy. Sam couldn't stand that you were chosen to give the eulogy.
Think about it.
It was Sam who made sure we knew the will was missing.
We can't find Pappy's will.
Then Sam again, who suggested you all get your DNA test.
Why not take a hair from every Boyle?
And finally, Sam, who made sure we all knew the results.
Did you get the DNA report back?
This is ridiculous.
I love Charles.
Okay, well then, I'm sure you wouldn't mind giving him a hug then. Since you love him so much.
Sure. I always like to hug my cousin.
He's gushing!
Darn it! I thought these would hide it, but I gushed through my pit diapers. All right, fine. I always suspected that Charles wasn't one of us. I mean, he went through puberty at 13 instead of 25, like a normal Boyle. And when he got chosen to give the eulogy, something inside of me snapped. So I hid the will. I admit it. Are you happy now?
Very.
Not at all.
Wait, what? Charles, we solved the case. He confessed.
It doesn't matter. I'm still not a Boyle. I'm just a normal person. Normal from snout to anus.
We wanted to apologize.
And if you want to gloat about how you outsmarted us, go ahead. We deserve it.
I won't be doing any gloating.
I mean, I did last night. I went home and had a drink to toast to your humiliation. But it didn't feel right because I had no one to toast with. I want to share my glee. I had won, but I was alone. And I realized this is exactly what I'm doing to Kevin, trying to win therapy. And it hit me. I care so much about winning that I've lost everything.
Tell Kevin how you feel.
It's raining. You could run to him.
This is the real world, Santiago. Relationships end in unsatisfying ways every day. People don't run to each other in the rain.
Brennan, hold!
Kevin?
Brennan! Brennan, am I too late? Too late? My friend saw your dating profile and your photo without collar stays. I thought I'd lost you.
You will never lose me. I'll do anything to keep you. I'll compromise on everything, the work, the...
Nancy Myers never fails.
Now that we're doing it, it feels kind of weird to be staring at your friends while they kiss.
Are you kidding? It's beautiful.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay, I'm packed. Let's go home.
Charles, I'm sorry. I feel like this was all my fault.
Why? Did you inseminate my mother?
Ew, no.
Don't say ew. She's my one blood relation. Remember, I'm not a real Boyle.
Okay, fine. Maybe you're not a real Boyle, but what if you're a true Boyle? What if you're the one true Boyle?
No, no. You want me to open the grandmother dough. That jar is stuck shut. Nobody's ever been able to do it. But you have to try. Terry, go grab it.
All right. Now let's reassemble those cousins.
I'm not going to be able to do this, and I'm going to be even more humiliated.
Just try. I believe in you. So, did you loosen it?
I tried, but it's slippery, and that thing is sealed on tight. I couldn't budge it.
Oh, no. Hey, Charles, remember when I said that I believed in you?
Yes, it's the entire reason I'm doing this.
Oh, Godspeed.
Oh, I did it! He's the one true Boyle.
My God, what is that stench?
It's the grandmother dough.
It smells horrible.
Not to a boil.
Pappy's hugs were long and firm.
Okay, here's what I think might have happened. You loosened the jar, but you didn't realize it because you're a Godzilla man and you don't know your own strength.
First of all, thank you for calling me a Godzilla man. Yeah. Secondly, that's not it. The jar was too slippery.
All right, how about this? Charles was so freaked out about not being a Boyle that he got an adrenaline rush and that made him stronger.
Or maybe Charles is the one true Boyle.
And I know that Pappy's up there shopping for beige slacks at that Mervyn's in the sky. Mervyn's!
Yeah, he's the one true Boyle.
Not a doctor.
Shh.
From your lawn.